Well, welcome back to the second hour of the Mary Jones Show, the show where friends celebrate life, living in laughter. I hope you're having a wonderful weekend. Judy is on the line. Judy, do call back. If you can call back at 1:15, Jerry's going to ask you, because right now I want to reintroduce our next guest. She is doing a monthly feature with us on money. She's a CPA. Her website is ownyourmoney.com. I had met her for the first time. She and I met, I think it was in April. I was emceeing a Greater Hartford Women's Conference event, and she was there as well. Welcome back to the show, Belinda Fuchs. Hi, Belinda.
Hi there, Mary.
Hey, happy August 1st.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you very much.
Weekend. Love that.
I know it. I know. Love it is right. Well, Belinda, after we had met back in April, I had asked you if you could come on the show once a month and share some of your expertise in terms of just the way that we look at the financial aspects of our life, the role that money plays in our life, and that's something that continues to be a challenge for many people, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Just in general. What I'd love to talk with you today about is I'm curious to hear your opinion on, in this market, in this economy, in this current climate, as we all know it, what do you advise people to do in terms of saving money versus paying off credit cards? Because I've talked to some people recently, and they're not sure which is better to do.
Mm-hmm. It is a great question, and it's very much on people's minds right now. And you know, it's interesting. It's like the first thing that I want people to understand, though, is that it's great to be able to do both in differing amounts. And I want people to start through all of this to really to take their credit card debt seriously. I think that we had gotten very comfortable with living with credit card debt. And the current crunch that we're in right now, we're having our interest rates raised, our credit lines lowered, the minimum amount due each month is going up. All these things are happening month by month. We're getting letters from credit card companies telling us this. And it's really starting to be this squeeze, this crunch for people. And I want people to be taking their credit card debt seriously and recognizing the need right now to pay off your credit card debt while you're saving something. And can I tell you for just a second about a client that I have, and we ran some numbers for her, and I think it would be really useful for all of your listeners.
Sure, and we have just let you know about 3 minutes.
Oh, wow. Okay,
I
great.
Know.
So it'll be a quick story. Okay, very quickly. It was about $26,000 in credit card debt on one card, mm-hmm. and it was at 17.99%, so almost 18%, and not that uncommon right now. I mean, I see up to 28 or 32%. If she paid only the minimum, it would take 28 years and $24,000 in interest to pay it off.
Oh, I know that is so true and common, and it's just so scary.
Right, and that's what's happening when you just pay the minimum. And each month she was paying about $400 in interest. So what I want everyone to do is to review their expenses. That's what I did with her, and we found an additional $1,100 that we could be paying it off. So she's now been paying off $1,500 a month. Mm. So she'll be at zero in 21 months instead of 28 years.
Wow.
And only $4,000 in interest. And that's what's possible. But I came up with 5 quick tips to be able to answer this question for you. Can I give them to you real quick?
Yes, absolutely.
Great. So one is to take ownership of your debt, to recognize that it's yours. It's not going away. We're not heading into bankruptcy. We just need to take ownership and deal with it and get it paid off. And it's often a matter of creating extra income in your life along with watching what you're spending your money on. Second, stop using the credit card.
That's the hard part.
Cycle that we go into is that we just keep charging more and then we're not making any headway. So that's a really important piece of it. And I'm happy to talk to any of your listeners more if they go on my website at ownyourmoney.com/gift.html. I'll start to get my money tips as well as a teleclass that I did that talks in more detail about some of these items.
Wonderful.
So the third is really address where are you now. So you can go to bankrate.com. bankrate.com, and there you can run these numbers for yourself based on your interest, your minimums, and your interest rate. How long is it really going to take you to get it paid off? And just get honest about it, because oftentimes people don't know, and that's creating even more panic. Step four, get a plan. Make a plan. Like I just mentioned with you, we found the money, we worked it out for her. when you want to pay it off by is a very important piece of it, and then you can work backwards from there, because you can say, okay, this is how much money it's going to take on a monthly basis to be able to get there. Mm-hmm. And I was sitting listening before we jumped on, and, you know, they're talking about the lottery is $120 million. Well, if you're waiting for the lottery, we need a plan B. So let's get going and figure out when we can pay it off by. And number five is, where do you want to be? So it's zero debt, and what are you saving for? Mm-hmm. So why I say that I want you to be doing both is that I want you to be saving at the same time, so that you're not just focusing on your debt, you're also focusing on your goal, on your inspiration of what you want money for in your life. And then you're living into this positive future where you're recognizing that you can use money as a tool to live your best life.
Belinda, I love it. You know, next month I'm going to give you a longer segment.
Okay. I look forward to
Belinda Fuchs, CPA, ownyourmoney.com. Do check out her website. If you have any questions for her, you can contact her through that. If you have any thoughts in terms of what you want her to talk about next month when she comes back for a longer segment, you have my word on that, Belinda. Let me know, and we will chat about that. Thank you so much again, ownyourmoney.com. And I love one of yours in terms of take ownership for debt. You know, that's just so important. It's our financial situation. We have to own it, whatever it is, and that's one of the first steps. Belinda.
Absolutely. And it's okay to get help.
Absolutely.
You know, people know how to be where they are, but they know how to get
where
they want to
be. We will email and be in touch. Talk to you next month.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Open phones when we return, 1-888-574-2723. This is Mary Jones.